Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Sunday, September 0th, 7.
Okay, this is again the third visit, probably the final session for the Microsoft Outlook calendar. And again, my name is John Gunn. I'm going to give you my email address not only at the end of this presentation, but I'm going to give it to you now. And it is gunn@tznet.com. G-U-N-N at T as in Tango, Z as in Zulu, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, dot, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary. For those of you who like it phonetically. And for those of you who you don't, just G-U-N-N at tznet.com. Again, this is the Microsoft Outlook calendar. And I'm I did receive a letter from a listener last week, an email, wondering if there was a way to play this and being at the computer kind of going along with this. This person wanted it to go through the functions as I'm doing it. And I had a thought since then. For those of you who have Ventrilo, I would consider doing a session on this if you'd like, but we'll talk about that before I get done here. Okay, so it says Sunday 0th 7, of course, what I'm using right now here is still WindowEyes, and this is the 4.5 Beta 4 right out of the box. Set files work no problem at all, and I suspect that's probably pretty much what it is. Just as a little bit of a review, what we did is we set up an appointment. We set up an appointment, how we were going to do it, and so on and so forth. This week, what we're going to do is we're going to set up a reoccurring appointment, and I'm going to show you how that's done. And what's kind of nice about the reoccurring is you notice when I did the...
But my yes dialog, Microsoft Outlook, would you like to auto-archive your old items now? Land auto.
Well, actually, no, I don't.
Button and no. Space. Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Sunday, September 0th, 7.
Now, that was not planned, but listen, we're all... that's okay. Excuse me. So, getting back to before I was so rudely interrupted by the... by eloquence, and I must say it did in an eloquent fashion... what we did is we heard the calendar, or we heard an appointment, how to set up an appointment. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Referring to the heartworm pills that our dogs receive every month. It's the first day of the month, and that's kind of typical. Of course, as you know, some months they have 30 days, some have 31. And depending on the year, one will have 29 or 28, depending on what it is. Well, I'm going to set up a recurring appointment that will check every once a week. And before I forget, I kind of touched a little bit on the today calendar, or on the today screen. And I really didn't do that very well. And I think I want to explain that before I do set up a reoccurring appointment. Basically, what that does is, if you have appointments throughout the week, it'll do it 5 days in advance. Of course, when I'm at work, it'll... You know, I can look at... In fact, we'll go to today's screen right here.
F file pull down. E edit pull down. V view pull down. V current view pull down. G go to pull down.
Okay, Joe, go to pull down.
K outlook today.
That's the default is K is outlook today. Now, by the way, bring up an MSA mode.
Menu closed. Custom control. Load done 7 links 1 table. Load in page. Load done 7 links 1 table.
Okay, now I'm going to just go to the top by doing control home.
Top. Top.
And I'll arrow down.
Sunday, September 0th, 7:20:03. Link customize Outlook today. Link calendar. Link tasks. Link messages. Table 1 start 3. Link inbox. 0.
There's nothing in my inbox.
Link drafts.
Drafts.
0.
0.
Link outbox.
Outbox. 0.
0. Table 1 end. Bottom.
And of course, there's nothing scheduled for this week. But now, once we set up the reoccurring appointment, then we will see something different. So.
F file P. G go to G. K Outlook. C. Menu closed. Sunday, September 0th, 7.
And we're back in the calendar. And I wasn't, and really what that, again, the outlook today, I think that's kind of where some of your PDAs, your standard PDAs got this or whatever, Of course, if they're using Pocket PC 2002, so on and so forth, your basic Windows, that's kind of coinciding, but that's beyond a little bit the scope of this session here. So all we're going to do is we're going to set up a recurring appointment, and how we do that, and I will use my L key.
F file pull down. E edit pull down.
E for edit.
V view pull down.
View of course.
Open favorites pull down.
Favorites.
T tools pull down.
Tools.
Actions pull down.
Actions.
Open new appointment.
New appointment, which we did that already.
E new all day event.
New all day event.
A new recurring appointment.
Here's new recurring appointment. Oh, we'll see what else is in the list here.
The add or remove attendees. Dialog disabled.
Now, this is for adding or removing email contacts in the company. We're not going to deal with that.
Open new appointment.
And, of course, we'll just...
A new recurring appointment. Menu closed. Sunday, September 07. Rich edit T-start 8 o'clock and dialog appointment recurrence.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it for 9... I want to go at 9:30. So what we'll do here is,
09:30, Rich edit NN 10 o'clock AM.
Okay, oops, we gotta redo that, Rich because what we'll do is we'll edit this out, and 09:30 P.
Rich edit NN 10 o'clock PM.
So again, as we've talked in previous sessions, it's 9, it's a half hour session. Of course, we could change it to whatever we want.
Rich edit T-start, 9:30 p.m.
Okay, 9:30 p.m.
Rich edit NN, 10 o'clock p.m.
10 o'clock p.m.
Rich edit duration, 30 minutes.
30 minutes, that's kind of typical, and we can do whatever we want, but we're going to leave that alone.
Radio button check recurrence pattern W weekly 204.
Now, this is weekly, and...
Radio button check recurrence pattern D daily 104.
Daily, of course.
Radio button check recurrence pattern W weekly 204.
And if we had a weekly...
Radio button check recurrence pattern M monthly 304.
Monthly...
Radio button check recurrence pattern Y yearly 404.
Yearly course.
Radio button check recurrence pattern M monthly 304.
We're going to go with weekly.
Radio button check recurrence pattern W weekly 204. Rich edit C recur every 1.
And I think this is every 1 week.
1.
And that's, I'm assuming if I were to type a number there, that would be every 2 weeks. I'm assuming that. Of course, if I typed in every 4, whatever, if it has to be exactly every 4 weeks, you know, whether it be the first day of the month is where you'd want to put this in there. So we'll leave that at 1.
Checkbox check recurrence pattern Sunday.
Well, we want it on Sunday because that's what we're going to do it for.
Checkbox on check recurrence pattern Monday.
That makes sense. No Monday.
Checkbox on check recurrence pattern Tuesday.
Tuesday is unchecked, of course.
Checkbox on check recurrence pattern Wednesday.
Wednesday is unchecked.
Checkbox on check recurrence pattern Thursday.
Thursday.
Checkbox on check recurrence pattern Friday.
Pretty obvious.
Checkbox on check recurrence pattern Saturday.
Saturday.
Rich edit start. Sun 9/7/2003.
Of course, it's Sunday, September 9th, 2003.
Radio button check range of recurrence. Oh, no end date 1/3.
No end date.
Radio button check range of recurrence. FN after 2/3.
And after, then, of course, it's pretty obvious.
Radio button check range of recurrence. BN by 3/3.
And by, and it's, I'm not really even played on this part, but I think,
radio button check range of recurrence FN after 2/3.
And after 2 and by is almost redundant, I believe, but I could be wrong on that.
Radio button check range of recurrence, oh no, end date 1/3.
But we'll end this, or we won't end it.
Rich edit 10.
10. Now this will do is this will show the occurrence of every 10 weeks. It'll... In ten week segments, I believe.
Rich edit occurrences on 11/9/2003.
Okay, so it's going to start.
Button OK. Rich edit occurrences on 11/9/2003. Button OK. Rich edit occurrences on 11/9/2003.
Now this is on 11/9/2003. Of course, which is November 9th. This September 7th, so that's roughly 10 weeks.
Button OK. Button cancel.
So,
button okay.
We'll say okay to this.
Space, untitled appointment, rich edit, J subject. C-H-E-C-K-W-E-E-L.
Oops.
L-E-E-W.
I'm going to just type in your check weekly calendar.
W.
Whoops.
C-H-E-C-K-W-E-E-K-L-Y, space, C-A-L-E-F-E-A-R, combo edit box, L location.
Well, we won't type the location.
Rich edit J subject. Check weekly calendar.
Okay, of course, check weekly calendar. Just shift tab for that.
Combo edit box. L location.
Location, if it was a room or whatever you're in a company, You have various conference rooms, so on and so forth.
Checkbox unchecked. This is an online meeting using.
Online meeting. Of course, that would be if you're using NetMeeting or whatever, which we're going to leave this unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked. Our reminder.
Now, if I left this unchecked, it would be, we wouldn't have reminders on.
Space. Checked.
So I want this checked.
Rich edit reminder duration 15 minutes.
And, of course, this will start 15 minutes before the appointment, just like our one that we did last week.
Button reminder sound.
Button reminder sound. I think I could assign any sound I want, but we can forego that, I believe.
Combo box W show time as busy 3 of 4.
Show time is busy. We'll leave that again by default. Well, we'll
tentative 2 of 4.
Tentative
3 1 of 4.
Free
tentative 2 of busy 3.
Busy
out of office 4.
Out of office
4. 3 of 4.
But you know, for this, we'll just kind of leave it as busy as it does default to.
Rich edit land.
Make sure to check weekly calendar. We'll do it.
A K E S P F U R E S P O S A E C K W E E K E N.
Whoops.
N L Y S P C L E F D A R. Period.
Okay.
Combo box W show time as. Rich edit. Make sure to check weekly calendar.
Now I'm gonna hit escape on this.
Button Y S dialog Microsoft Outlook. Do you want to save changes? Default button N O.
Well, I think we want to save changes.
Space. Check weekly calendar recurring appointment. Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Sunday, September 07.
Now, right now, we're September, Sunday, September, well, 07th. 07. I love that. And if I tab over here.
Rich, edit, check weekly C.
Now, that's check weekly C. Of course, that's weekly calendar. That's what that is. Now.
Sunday, September 07. Monday, September 08.
If I go to 08.
Rich, edit, check weekly C.
Now, I think that's a holdover from.
Sunday, September 4. Monday, September 15. Sunday, September 14.
Oh, here we go.
Rich edit check weekly C.
Now again, we're Monday or we're Sunday
yet. September 14. Saturday, September 13. Friday, September 12. Rich edit check weekly C.
Then I don't know why that's coming through.
Sunday, September 14.
Let me do a screen redraw, which is insert backslash.
Screen redrawn. Saturday, Friday, September 12. Monday, September 08. Rich edit check weekly C.
And I believe that's because
Sunday,
we are.
13. Saturday, September 06. Sunday, September 07.
Okay, now we are at the.
Rich edit check weekly C.
And now, if I wanted to check this, let's say if I went back to my today screen, and I'll look in my Outlook today here.
F file V, V current G, K Outlook today. Menu closed. Loading page. Load done. Loading page. Load done. 9 links. 1 table.
Now, if I go to the top here, and I'll look today.
Top. Sunday, September 07, 2003. Link customize Outlook today. Link calendar.
And I'm just arrowing using my standard down, up and down arrow keys. I'm down arrowing right now.
Today. 4. Link 9:30 p.m. 10 o'clock p.m.
And again, I 4. Don't know what that 4 is. I have not figured out what that 4 is.
Link 9:30 p.m. 10 o'clock p.m. Link check weekly calendar. Link tasks. Link messages.
And that's what it is. Now, if I had more appointments during that week, then, of course, that would be pretty typical.
F5B. G go to
and really, that's
C. Menu close.
That's pretty much how the calendar goes. Getting back to what I was going to say at the beginning of this presentation, and don't worry about this would be more than I'd be more than welcome to help anybody out on this. If those of you who have Ventrilo, and if you'd like a kind of a hands-on, we could do this, I believe, over the net. If you're used to using Ventrilo, I'm going to give you, give you my email address. And I will kind of keep this open till I would say, October, what is that? The 1st on a Wednesday, 8th, 6th, about the 5th, something like that. I figure if we can do it, I'll see what everybody thinks. If you're interested in doing a self-host session, let me know. And my email address is, again, gun@tznet.com. That, again, G-U-N-N at T-Z-N-E-T period C-O-M. The calendar is pretty basic to use. I'm sure there's a lot more information that can be utilized from the calendar. But for all intents and purposes, this is how I did it. And it's pretty straightforward. You know, you can see how you can set reoccurring appointments. You can set them in the future or whatever you want. And so again, you know, if you want to do a self-hold session, we can do that. Just email me, and if I get a few people, I'm thinking about probably doing it on a Saturday afternoon. I will try to accommodate everybody, even though for the folks in Europe, whatever, we'll see what we can do on that. So again, this is John Gunn. Thank you for listening, and have a good day. Goodbye.